This is when we go around the newsroom and find some interesting stories. Steve Bertrand, let's start with you.
Still working on mine. I pass. Okay, listen, I'm very excited about this. So I am still working on it. This is going to be a work in progress, but I need your help out there, texters and callers. So Phil Stefani and Andrew, is it Smith? Andy Smith?
Art Smith.
Art Smith. They're going to bring Chicago food to the Vatican, right? We got to work on this. Stefani just said he's going to do a hot dog. So my suggestion was a Chicago Polish, and they call it the St. John Paul Polish, right?
Love it.
Okay. And so then we got a rainbow cone. I met once a cardinal when we were in Rome. He was on the in the St. Peter's Square. And I'm like, what are you in charge of? And he goes, I'm in charge of ecumenicalism. So I try to make sure all the religions work together.
Yeah.
Right? So the rainbow. Cone could be the ecumenical cone.
Wow.
Ecumenical rainbow cone. Let's see. What do we got? Flaming Saganaki. I guess that's a Chicago thing. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be like St. Paul. He spent a lot of time in Greece. The St. Paul Flaming Saganaki.
This is really good.
Thank you very much. The Italian beef. Who gets the Italian beef? You got to think about this.
Yeah.
I'm going with Pope John from the 60s because he looked like he could enjoy a few Italian beefs. And he was the guy behind Vatican II, right? So that's a big one.
Yeah.
How can you tell beneath the robe?
Chicken Vesuvio. That's a stumper because that's some... That's an Italian explosion. I don't know what to do with that.
Chicken Vatican.
Garrett Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like the College of Cardinals.
Right.
Anyone?
This is all good.
These are really good. I this is the first time you've ever impressed me so much. These are great.
We do like an Argentinian cut steak for Pope Francis.
Yeah. So wait, is this like a restaurant you're going to open?
Have you been listening to the news?
Yeah, they're opening kinda. Chicago.
Chicago restaurateurs are going to open a Chicago food restaurant Italy. So did I say shrimp de jong? I haven't got anything for that yet either.
Yeah, we haven't figured that one out yet.
All right.
Wasn't the brownie invented in Chicago?
Yes,
too?
The brownie was too. So.
And can I tell you something that I was going to talk about today, and we were having trouble getting someone on about it. I love a good pizza puff.
Yeah, those are so good.
They're strictly born and bred here in Chicago. Am I the only one that didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Sounds right.
I did not know that. So I'm filling in for Lisa in a couple of weeks. I'd like to get somebody on from Il Taco, the Illinois Taco Company, because I love a good pizza puff.
They're
and
great.
I'm embarrassed I didn't know they were from Chicago.
Okay, I've taken enough of your time, but we'll work on this over the weekend.
All right, Kev?
You guys know this theme song. Big news. Deadline reporting that White Lotus creator Mike White has zeroed in on France as the next location for season 4.
Didn't you tell us this yesterday?
Off the air, Mary. I was waiting to bring it on the air.
Paris.
Well,
we
John
talked about
Williams
it.
Mentioned it earlier
oh,
today.
That's
oh, that's
where
he?
I was talking about it. Yeah, because we're going to Paris, John Williams.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be in it.
HBO has a marketing partnership. You know, they film it at Four Seasons. So I guess there's like three Four Seasons hotels in Paris or France or something. So
oh, you guys are staying in a Four Seasons, by the way.
We are not.
You're damn right you're not.
Maybe you'll see the White Lotus crew, Mary.
Steve Bertrand James? Travel.
Yeah.
Damn right you're not.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Well, Mary, we're not talking to Leland today. Do you have time for...
What's with time.
Yeah. Do we have time or should we wait at till 5 o'clock after
you.
The news?
Let's wait till
it.
After
yeah,
the news.
We'll do it after the news because I look forward to this so much. Bertrand, keep working on that with the Chicago things.
I want it to be a group project. I mean, I think we got great listeners out there who can come up with the ideas.
All right. Well, I like it. And Mary, we didn't have time to do your What's With segment, so I believe it's time.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
What's With, otherwise known as What Honked Me Off This Week. So, what is the deal with no more no hitters? Kevin? Now,
this is a good one.
It's just, there have been none this year, correct?
Yes.
And I hate to step on your toes, but this just really bugs me because last year there were only two.
And one was a combined, at least one, the
with
Cubs,
the Cubs,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I forgot Blake, what's his name? Snell?
Shelton?
No. Snell in 2023.
Yeah, he had one as well. And I don't know what happened to that guy. Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. There were six in 2024, right?
Oh, no, I heard there were two. I don't know. That's what something told me. Wikipedia.
Never mind.
So anyway, on Wednesday of this week, Cade Horton, our own Cade Horton, you know, was pulled in the fifth with a no-hitter going, and Craig Counsell pounces out and removes him because he had about 70 pitches or something.
Yeah.
So I know they're saving him for the postseason, but what if there is no postseason? Right. We need him now. I mean, we need him to win games.
Yeah.
Right? I just, this irritates me so much. And I know it irritates
Mary,
a lot.
Mary,
I know what the
argument
is.
What could go wrong? The Braves didn't get a hit for five innings. Take him out. What could happen? They're not going to lose the game.
Oh, they lost.
Oh, they lost that game.
They lost that game. The bullpen came in and blew it. Yeah. So, I mean, I know he could, you know, God forbid, pull a hammy or something like that. But,
right. You
know, it's...
I love it when you say hammy.
I know.
Well, also keep in mind, you know, he's a rookie. This is his biggest workload of his career. And again, they need him down the stretch, you know.
But they need a lot of people down the stretch. But we don't stop everybody from playing.
No, but I think you would agree, Kevin, that Mary's right. The bigger picture, the no-hitter doesn't mean what it used to mean anymore.
Yeah, that's what makes me upset because they're gone. They're going away because we are just coddling our pitchers.
I don't think that the no-hitter means less now. I think teams are just trying to be smarter about preserving a young pitcher's arm. So is it less fun for us fans?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
And they should be pleasing us fans.
I mean, people have kicked around a lot of ideas to incentivize teams to leave pitchers in games longer. It's something Major League Baseball is working on. I mean, think of just a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel where two of the team's aces are going at it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really exist. I mean, it exists to start the game, but next thing you know, one guy's out of in the fifth inning and the other guy's out in the sixth inning.
Yeah, because their pitch count is high.
Right. And it used to be so much fun to see two elite pitchers going at it all night, battling, obviously not against each other, but that used to be always the biggest storyline was the pitching matchup.
And it keeps you on the edge of your seat to watch the game. And then as soon as they pulled him out, I stopped watching the game.
Oh.
And how many other people did?
And honks me off, too.
Yeah. It's a honker.
I've never heard that before. You know what's honking me off?
Pardon me, but I'm honked.
Well, I don't want to say the P word.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't like to say that.
I'm punked off. I'll say it.
Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I don't really feel better, though.
I don't want to get out of line here.
Kevin, make me feel better about this. Honk her off, will you? Honk.
All right. Well,
that was worth the wait. I'll tell you that right now.
I want, if anybody's into some live free music, there's a great band called The Vaughn Building, and they're playing.
Wow.
At the venue in Aurora in 45 minutes. They play from 6 to 8.
They won't honk you off.
And I can't be there. So go in my stead, people.
Aren't you going afterwards?
No, because they're only playing 6 to 8, and it's going to take me forever to get to Aurora on a Friday.
The traffic on a Friday honks me off.
Yeah.
It honks me off, too, but what makes me happy...
Hey, honk off!
Everybody's going to say that now. I love it, Mary.
You guys have never heard that expression?
I have.
No. What are you looking at?
Yeah, you know, Wendy's heard it.